Hi, this is a dictation for patient Alyssa Cook, A-L-Y-S-S-A-C-O-O-K. Alyssa Cook is a date of birth 9/28/1972, date of accident 8/30/2022, date of services 10/26/2022. Ms. Alyssa Cook is a victim of an automobile accident. She doesn't remember the accident, but their driver who was sitting caused the accident and hit the car in front in a rear-ending accident. But they suffered the front end. As a result, the patient hit her head. She was traveling as a distant front seat passenger. She hit her head into the dashboard, leading to severe headaches occupying the front, back, by both temples, and associated with sensitivity to the light and nausea and dizziness and vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, nightmares, nausea, blurred vision, worse in the vision. She does have a history of migraine headaches. According to her, the headaches have now worsened. Most of the headaches are present today on bitemporal area, and they are shifting from left to right or right to left, associated with nausea and blurry vision. That is a major issue. And in addition, patient has pain in the right shoulder around 10, and she is able to lift her shoulder up to 120 degrees of abduction, and neck pain. Patient denies any pain in the middle back, upper back, lower back, and absolutely there is no radiation of pain into the arms or the legs. And overall, the pain is varying from 7 to 10, with ADLs being affected is 7. Patient reports around 20% improvement in the pain level, and the ADLs that are significantly affected are as follows. Sleep is affected 10, mood is affected 9, general activity is affected 7. System review, the patient reports ongoing severe headaches, 7 to 9, bitemporal, and no headaches in the front or the back. And associated with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, ear ringing, weakness, difficulty sleeping, anxiety. However, the patient denies any issue with the double vision, spots in the vision, blackout, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. There is no confusion or disorientation. There is no lack of focus or lack of concentration. No depression, panic, anxiety. Anxiety is there, but no depression, panic, or nightmares. And absolutely there is no loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has ongoing stiffness of the neck and the shoulder on the right side, and some pain in the upper back, neck, and the shoulder. No trouble walking. GI, patient has severe nausea and vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel are not present. No stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble, breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports that there are changes there is a slight improvement in the pain, 30%, and she is undergoing physical therapy and seeing chiropractor and neurologist for the headache. No changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or any other weight loss or any other accident is reported. Current pain medications are Furoscix and Neurontin and Tylenol codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 139/100. Pulse is 60, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will be from the previous visit of 9/18/2022, dictation number 0920-122. The plan is to do the MRI of the brain with neuroquant study to identify the brain trauma, and subsequently send the patient to a neuropsych referral for evaluation treatment as well as to a neurologist. Patient has some chest pain, which will resolve by itself by using local topical pain reliever and general pain reliever. Headache should improve. Obviously, there is some element of concussion, but it is also not extremely severe. Neck pain is a matter of concern, and I will be ordering an MRI of the cervical spine. Patient is provided following medication for relief of her symptoms. Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN. Neurontin 300 mg 3 times a day, 90 tablets. Narco 5 mg 325 every 12 hour has been ordered, 30 tablets in addition. Patient has a prescription from the previous visit for naproxen and lidocaine gel, 5%, Zofran for vomiting and nausea, and Flexeril 10 mg. The patient is being provided perfect medication combinations, and she is referred to Dr. N. Verma for consultation as well as to neuropsych. MRI of the brain and shoulder will be available soon, and we'll be discussing